guys, what's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. My name is Balkis Adewumi. I'm your host for today, and you're welcome to the Storytime with BTS.
Like me, we miss you on your side of the bed. Still got your things here.
Last week, guys, I got really sad heartbreak stories, which I'll be sharing with everyone today. I just really want you to listen and learn.
Just like the day that I met you, today I thought forever.
Sincerely apologize in advance. I really do not mean to hurt anybody, and the story that I'll be sharing today is with the story owner's permission. Yeah, guys, no stress. For personal and security reasons, I wouldn't be mentioning their names. I just read the story out loud to you guys, and I really hope you enjoy it. Happy listening, guys.
Do you ever think
the first story is saying, "Hi BTS, I'm Mew and this is my story. I have a 5-year-old relationship and I found out that my babe has been sleeping with my best friend last week. I have forgiven her though, you know, love always wins, isn't it?"
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath and
I really don't know what to say, but I sincerely salute your courage and your ability to be a very, very good man.
You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future, so just hold on like you will never let go.
I wish both of you the very best of luck, and at the end of the day, I really hope everyone is happy and everything is fine.
Need to make sure you know that you
The second story is saying, "Hi BTS, I'm female and this is my story. It's not really a heartbreak story though, but I was betrayed. My female best friend got me a job opportunity and then she denied me." Wow. The idea of best friend that you guys do, I really don't have any idea about it, but then I feel like you shouldn't be best friend or even friend with people who wouldn't be happy to see you succeed. That's really, really a bad one. The third story is saying, "Hi BTS, my babe left me for a rich man because I'm still in school, I'm struggling, and they are really doing well. They are married now though." For me, personally, I feel like when you are struggling with stuff, it is really not advisable for you to be emotionally available to other people, because at the end of the day, this is what is going to happen. Just face whatever you are doing and good luck. Maniga, the song is for you.
And y'all go through way more arguments than we did. Y'all go through way more arguments than needed. You better give him the same fucking treatment. I know it's just the intro and it should get deep, but I've got my reasons. I put my work in, it wasn't worth it. My stress has turned you to the person for somebody else. I made you worth it for somebody else. I endured all your flaws till I broke through all the walls of your guard. Now you're perfect for somebody else.
I'm about to call her, bro.
I know she's somewhere with a good guy, no. She's out with a guy who push a pretty penny. Her friend just let me know, she said he gets more paper than me, yeah. There goes my ego, this shit is weak though. My heart is cold, this shit is brick. My shit is Shaq at the free throw. Trying to get you back.
Now, sorry. The other story here is saying that I have a boyfriend, I literally do everything for him. Money, I give him my body and I do his chores. But he has temper issues and he shouts and beats me at every slightest opportunity. Wow.
I was selling CDs, sugar at the TD, I was making CCs. Money coming out, I'm watching it in 3D. You show me I be nothing, now I'm on the TV. Fast for a couple years, let's see me, yeah. Come and see me, yeah. Come and see me, bitch. Car futuristic, shit, it come in 3Cs. Took the last feedback, it don't come in TVs.
I really don't know what is going on here, but I feel like when people are doing so much for you and you can't do the same thing for them, the only thing that you can do for them is to respect them to the core. I don't want to know. Respect them, please.
And a Mary jeans, getting too much money and it's busting out the seams. Shawty, don't act like I didn't need you on the scene. I only slept on you because you started selling jeans.
Oh my god, I don't even know. I'm so ashamed right now.
She been fucking rich niggas since 19. No money inside her bag, just drugs and Maybelline. Seems like money's got you doing anything, anything, anything.
All right, guys, another story here is that, hi, BTS. I had an abortion when I was 20. I started dating this guy last year. I summoned the courage to tell him. Since then, he has been giving me a lot of attitude. Eventually left me for another girl. Now he's back begging me to accept him back. Wow. 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 I don't know what to say, but then, wow.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies.
I really don't know what to say to you, but I really feel like do what's best for you. I'm really sorry about everything that you've been through, and I wish you the very best of luck.
You know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot.
Alright guys, another story is saying, hi BTS, I'm male, I'm an introvert, I'm always scared to love or to give in my heart. I finally opened to one person and she used my weakness against me.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that
I'm really sorry about that. Like, it's really a lot to be vulnerable to people. But then when you see people who are vulnerable to you, please respect their vulnerability. Don't use it against them. Don't do it.
Too close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean almost to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
Another story is saying, hi BTS, I'm a grown female, I am married, and my husband literally start treating me like a slave in the house. We are both really, really young, about the age of 27 downward, but then he says that I am getting old.
Too good at goodbye.
I actually don't know what is wrong with people because, wow.
I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean
I'm really sorry about that, but just pray to God and it will show you the way. Another story is saying, hi BTS, I'm female and I have 3 tribal marks on my cheek each. So my boyfriend of 7 years says he's always ashamed to take me out. 7 years. Wait.
And every time you walk out the list, I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Sorry, I wanted to be sure maybe I'm seeing correctly, and yeah, it's right. She said her boyfriend of 7 years is always saying he's ashamed to take her out because of the tribal mark on her cheeks. Baby girl, you are fire. You are a queen. Don't let anybody bring you down. So my baby, I am dedicating this song to you. You are really, really beautiful. Please do not mind him.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
And Jess Harville.
It's Francesca.
And Miles.
Myriam.
Marnie Flores.
Siobhan.
Joanna.
Christina.
Josh.
It's Kylie.
Miranda.
It's Jawed.
Grace.
It's Jinx.
Ashley.
D.
Owen.
Grace.
It's James.
Ashley.
D. The light is shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we have made a blind soul. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know.
And then there was me, and a lot of people aren't afraid to.
I really don't know like what that means, but I just really want to tell you that please, please go be with other people who are always proud of you. And it's not even a scar, baby girl. You are really, please, you are beautiful. I don't care, you are beautiful. I'm really sorry guys, this song is really going to be here for long because I really just want to let her know that she's really, really beautiful.
She has dreams to be an envy, so she's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away.
What I love about people is when they're just being themselves and not worrying about what they look like.
Eyelashes and my hair extensions, that's the most moment you don't have.
It's been something that I've struggled with my entire life, not feeling like I fit in.
See, her perfect, she don't understand, she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Alright, baby girl, I really hope you do see that you are very, very beautiful, and you don't have to change a thing. The world can't really change itself. We do not care. We do not care. Another story here is that, hi BTS, I'm a teenager and I have a girlfriend and she's cheating on me with other girl in my class. First of all, my darling, what class are you?
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. We have so much in common. We argue all the time.
Another story saying, hi BTS, I lost my babe to someone because of my anger issue. And I really, really miss her so much. She looks really, really happy with the person she's with. I really wish her the very best of luck in life, and I'm really sorry about how I treated her. Aww.
Walking down 29th and Park, I saw you in another's arms. Only a month we've been apart, you look happier. Saw you walk inside a bar, you said something to make you laugh. Saw that both your smiles were twice as wide as ours. Yeah, you look happier, you do. Ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you. Ain't nobody loved you like I do. Promise that I will not take it personal. Baby, you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. And until then I'll smile at the truth, that I know I was happier with you. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Another story here is saying, hi BTS, how do people love? Second week of our breakup, she's with another guy. Wow.
Nursing an empty bottle and telling myself you're happier, aren't you? Well, ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you. But ain't nobody need you like I do.
But I guess you look happier, you do.
Another story is saying, hi BTS, I'm female and I'm sure you know a lot about mental illness. I have anxiety and I always ruin my relationship. I'm really, really sorry about that. I know how bad it can be. I know how bad anxiety can be when you are in a relationship. You are worried if they are with someone. You are worried if they love you. You need reassurance and stuff. I just feel, like I said earlier, if you're struggling with anything at all, please focus on yourself. Make sure you heal before you start being with people. I'm really sorry, baby girl.
Feeling used, but I'm still missing you, and I can't see the end of this. Just wanna feel your kiss against my lips, and now all this time is passing by, but I still can't seem to tell you why. It hurts me every time I see you, realize how much I need you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else.
I miss you when I can't sleep, or right after coffee, or right when I can't eat. I miss you in my front seat, still got sand.
Another story here is saying, hi BTS, I'm a single mother, and every time I meet a man, they just extort my money and they leave me and my baby. Oh, I'm really sorry about that.
If I pulled you on you, you wouldn't like that shit. I put this real out, but you wouldn't bite that shit. I type a text, but then I never mind that shit. I got these feelings, but you never mind that shit. Oh, oh, keep it on the low. You're still in love with me, but your friends don't know. If you wanted me, you would just say so. And if I were you, I would never let me go. I don't mean no harm, I just miss you on my arm. Wedding bells were just alarms. Caution tape around my heart. You ever wonder what we could have been? You said you wouldn't and you fucking did. Lie to me, lie with me, get your fucking face.
So guys, this is the last story I'll be taking for today till we meet again next time. I'm not sure I want to do this again, but then if I really have to, I'll let you know. Of course. He's saying, hi BTS, I lost my job a few months ago. There's actually no one to get out for me. It's been really dark and stressful. I pray God sent help my way. Amen, amen, amen. I pray God sent up your way. And I really pray for everyone who is going through one heartbreak or another. It might be love, it might be work, it might be illness, it might be anything. I really wish you guys the very best of luck and all the best, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you actually for sharing your story with me. I am really, really grateful, and I salute everyone's courage and kindness. Thank you so much, guys. We'll meet again on Friday.
Of the rain that falls upon your skin, it's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back
tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.